One cold winter's evening, as Mary sat warming her feet by the fire, an angel of God appeared at the door. Mary looked up and gasped. "Who are you?" she cried, her eyes widening. She had never seen an angel before. "Don't be afraid. God is happy with you," said the angel, whose name was Gabriel. "You have been chosen to have a baby boy. You will call him Yeshua, and he will be the Son of the Most High." "But I'm not married yet," said Mary, still staring at the angel. "How can I have a baby?" The angel looked at Mary and smiled. "God will send his Holy Spirit to give you this baby." When Pharaoh heard what Moses had done, he realized that Moses was a Hebrew.
"Moses is not my grandson. Find him and kill him."
Moses knew that he was in trouble. He fled to a land called Midian, far away from Pharaoh's palace.
"Why are you lined up for battle?"
Goliath snarled, baring his teeth. He'd been threatening the Israelites for 40 days, and he was growing impatient.
"Come and fight me, you cowards."
The Israelites should have been used to hearing Goliath's threats, but they were still terrified. Even King Saul's knees knocked with fear.
"That giant is a monster,"
the soldiers cried, running back to the camp. Goliath had heard enough. He raised his spear and stomped towards David. Clouds of dust rose with each step the giant made, but David wasn't afraid. He grabbed a stone from his bag, put it in his sling, and swung it above his head. David aimed at the giant and let it fly. The stone whizzed through the air like a rocket and smacked Goliath in the middle of his huge, hairy forehead. Goliath stumbled forward and crashed to the ground. David had killed the mighty Philistine with just a sling and a stone. On the morning of the third day, a thick, dark cloud appeared over the top of Mount Sinai. Thunder and lightning crashed and rumbled across the sky. The sound of a heavenly shofar echoed across the desert. Moses led the Hebrews out of the camp to meet God. With their legs shaking like jelly, they stared up at the smoke rising from the mountain. "What is happening to us?" They were very afraid of the presence of God. The sound of the shofar grew louder and louder. Then a mighty voice boomed across the desert.
"I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt and freed you from slavery."
The Hebrews fell on their faces, their hearts pounding with fear. God's instructions to his people were about to be revealed. A nation was about to be born.